Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It has been 3 months now since a mudslide buried dozens of homes in rural Washington state between Oso and Darrington, killing more than 40 people. One woman is still missing. This weekend, a stretch of State Highway 530 that was covered over with debris finally reopened to two-way traffic just in time to let residents get to the annual Timber Bowl Rodeo in Darrington. It saw some of its largest crowds ever as neighbors gathered to hug and heal after the tragedy. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Anna King was there and sent us this story.
Alexis Blakey knows nearly everyone here. She's 20, and this is her hometown rodeo. She's working her pro rodeo status for barrel racing, and she wants this win bad.
All right, I think we're ready to go with our first barrel racing. It's going to be, she carried the American flag and did a fine job of it. Alexis Blakey.
The goal is to run a cloverleaf pattern around three barrels as fast as possible. The crowd hushes as Alexis slopes her thoroughbred tacks into starting position through the deep sand.
All right, she set the bar at an 18.503, ladies and gentlemen.
It's here, in this moment, in this short ride, that she can forget what happened the morning of March 22nd. The Oso native says the terrible landslide that made her town infamous is branded on her brain. She was at these same rodeo grounds that day when she saw ambulance after ambulance headed for nearby Oso.
I don't know, we were all just kind of like, what is going on? Like, is this really happening right now?
A man came to the rodeo grounds that day with a trailer full of horses, and he was crying. He told her three more horses were on the east side of the slide where the river water was backing up, and he couldn't catch them. He worried the horses would drown. Alexis loaded up into the man's truck to go get them. The water was backing up over the road, and it was closed.
It was kind of scary because, like, the water was, like, you know, halfway up the side of his truck, even though he had these big, you know, swamper tires on it.
Alexis and another woman caught the horses in the dark, then rode them bareback with just halters. They crossed horse belly deep, rushing water.
That was kind of scary because I didn't know. The water was all murky. I didn't know if it was washing out the driveway underneath us and stuff.
They managed to get all to safety. Alexis spent much of the next 3 weeks looking for survivors and helping recover the dead. Alexis says at this rodeo, it's good to remember, but it's also good to forget for a while. These two sunny days under White Horse Mountain give them permission to move forward with life and a bit of joy.
To the rest off shoots.
At the race, Alexis and Tax are turning so close, the barrels nearly tip over. Tax explodes off the second barrel, rearing toward the third turn. Once they clear the last barrel, they run. The announcer yells, "Darrington, help her home."
All right, she set the bar at an 18.503, ladies and gentlemen.
Alexis runs a fast 18.503. Times are still tough in Oso and Darrington. Most of the lumber mills are closed. More neighbors moved away after the slide. But she says they did what they had to help their own.
I always thought that we had the greatest community, and now I feel like the rest of the world knows that too.
And running these barrels with tacks is good medicine. Alexis says there's only her breath, her horse, and her quick turns ahead. Somewhere in the middle of that rodeo arena and her 18-second ride, the Oso landslide eats dust. For Here and Now, I'm Anna King outside of Darrington, Washington.
If they knock over one of these barrels, it's a 5-second penalty. But they
you're listening to Here and Now.
So I don't have to tell you about that, including the five. So we're going to go with a 19.208.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.